NOAA Weather Radio WXM 26, the voice of the National Weather Service for Pierre and surrounding communities. Station WXM 26 transmits from 10 miles north of Threshold, South Dakota. The cold front will move across the eastern Dakotas and into southern Minnesota tonight, while a developing surface low along the southern end of this front moves out of southeastern Wyoming and across southern Nebraska. Abundant low level moisture, combined with strong jet stream winds in the upper levels, will support the development of thunderstorms across the region tonight, with some of these storms possibly becoming severe this evening and later tonight. The main focus of the potentially severe weather will likely be over northern Nebraska and southern South Dakota, but severe weather is also possible further north, over central and north-central South Dakota during the evening, and over eastern South Dakota and west-central Minnesota later tonight. Another upper-level disturbance approaching from the west will bring the next chance of showers to the western portions of the region by Tuesday afternoon, with chances for rain further east June night and into Wednesday. Lows tonight will vary widely, from the mid-40s over western North Dakota to the 60s in Nebraska. Highs Tuesday will be generally cooler, with 60s over the most of the Dakotas and the northern two-thirds of Minnesota, but remain quite warm further south, with mid-70s from extreme southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota, to the lower and mid-90s in far southern Nebraska. Low Tuesday night will range from the 40s north to the 50s and lower 60s south. The local forecast for Pierre and surrounding communities. Tonight, cloudy and breezy with scattered thunderstorms. A severe storm possible this evening. Low in the mid-50s. Northeast wind 50 to 25 miles an hour becoming north. Chance of thunderstorm 50%. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, cooler and breezy with a 40% chance of showers by late afternoon. High 65 to 70. Northeast wind 50 to 25 miles an hour. Tuesday night, cloudy and breezy with a 40% chance of showers. Low around 50. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. High in the upper 60s. Extended forecast. Thursday, a chance of rain. Low 45 to 55. High 65 to 75. Friday and Saturday, dry. Lows in the 40s. Highs in the 60s. Outlook for Sunday, June 4th through Thursday, June 8th. Calls for near normal temperatures with above normal precipitation. The normal high for Pierre is around 78 and the normal low is around 53. The lake wind forecast for southern Lake Oahe and northern Lake Sharp. For Tuesday, expect north to northeast winds at 50 to 30 miles an hour. At 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, over Pierre, skies were cloudy. Temperature 65 and the relative humidity 75%. Winds were out of the northeast at 18 miles an hour, gusting to 28 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.79 inches and steady. Conditions in surrounding communities, skies were cloudy or mostly cloudy. The temperature was 60 at Mobridge, 71 at Huron, 68 at Winter, and 63 at Philpott. Also in South Dakota, skies were cloudy or mostly cloudy. The temperature was 61 at Aberdeen and 68 at Sioux Falls. In North Dakota, Hettinger had light rain, temperature 51. Fargo was cloudy, temperature 57. In Minnesota, skies were cloudy or mostly cloudy. Temperatures were around 60 degrees. Across northern Nebraska, Valentine reported a thunderstorm, temperature 71. Chandron was mostly cloudy, temperature 67. Once again, at 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, over Pierre, skies were cloudy, temperature 65.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until midnight for the following counties in South Dakota. Trip. Hail to 2 inches in diameter, thunderstorm wind gust to 80 miles per hour, and dangerous lightning are possible in these areas. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms in and close to the watch area. Persons in these areas should be on the lookout for threatening weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Once again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for Tripp County until midnight.